I would do that too.
We're going to do Chav Zayin tonight. Chav Zayin is the famous V'David Hashem Ori, which I hope we're familiar with. It's actually interesting. In my other shir, half of the shir approximately are eswise. And they informed me that Svardim do not say L'David Hashem Ori. So I told them that means the eswise don't. I don't know, you have to find out other Svardim. Persians? You don't know. I was wondering, maybe you know. Okay. Oh, you have the Sheikhs, it's possible, you know. Yeah, okay. The reason we say L'David Hashem Ori from El until Hashanah Rabbah is based on the what are called Gurei Ari, which means Talmidim, students of the Ari, and students of the students. I'm very aware that the academics claim that the minhag, the custom of saying L'David Hashem Ori, is related to Sabbateanism, Shabtai Tzvi. I'm personally, as whoever comes to the history class after Pesach is going to find out, tough. A significant skeptic in academic Kabbalah, an understanding of Kabbalah. Specifically over here, the Yavetz and Siddur Yavetz did print L'David Hashem Ori. So I would tend to say that that's like a pretty significant question on, you know, academic theory. Did this have something to do with Shabtai Tzvi?
How does it tie in?
Well, we'll see in a minute. Oh, I don't know personally. I don't think so. And it's definitely been a Ashkenaz to say it, but you know, from Elul. And it's definitely like, I know Ashkenazim consider it a part of their El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur experience. Yeah, whatever, okay. We'll talk about it later if you want. Okay, how does it tie in? So this is a classic example of symmetry. And the point is, on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Peret Chafhei, Pasuk Yir Aleph, I think I quoted this other places. I think I quoted it in the history class, but it's hard to remember. Pasuk says, Tapuche Zav Moskia, I definitely did. Tapuche Zav Moskia Skasav, Tavor Tavor Al Afnav, which means golden apples, silver plated, something which is properly said. And the point of that Pasuk, as I said over there, and I guess I'll go over it quickly over here, is it's not that the Pshat, that the simple explanation is Ki'ilu over here, and the sod is across the street and unconnected. The pshat leads, the depth of the pshat leads on to sod. That's the point the Gon makes, and no one doubts that the Gon was a bal pshat and a bal sod. And very aware of what is termed Lurian Kabbalah. So, the reason why they say is probably, not probably, I saw a little snippet of the quote in Siddur Vilna. It's definitely quotes Al Pi Sod. But again, we have a rule that Pshat and Sod are connected under normal circumstances. There are some exceptions to the rule, as I mentioned in the history class. But under normal circumstances, we assume that Pshat and Sod work hand in hand. Okay, so what's the theme of L'David Hashem Ori? So the Radak says that the theme of L'David Hashem Ori is that David was faced in his life with challenge that he had a job to do. His job to do was make sure everything was peaceful and the Jewish people were really secure. And because of a number of circumstances, which is not for now to explain why, but he had to spend a long time, or longer than normal, longer than previously had been done and foreseen possibly, in terms of training soldiers and making an army, etc., etc., etc. And not only that, also in fighting, and fighting battle. And as much as you could say, Derech Drush, fighting battle, it's fighting Mechamos Hashem, it's all true, but the facts are, is when you're involved in other things in a significant fashion, that's going to exert very strong influence on you. And as a result, the Radak says the theme of David Hashem Ari is David's asking that even though he has to go out and spend a lot of time involved in a very, Olam Haza, part of Olam Haza, fighting battles is not, it doesn't lead to Kedusha and Tyra. It doesn't lead, even when it's a mitzvah, it does not have the active, focused involvement that sitting in a Beis Midrash, etc., has. So because of that, David's asking that Hashem assist him, A, in the battle, and B, and also in the larger life battle, that he not lose track of real priorities. That's where the Radak wants him.
Is the Bakasha?
We'll see, as we go through it, we'll see. Now, that's what I say. So this is a very good mizmor for Elul, because Elul is like Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are time to recharge our batteries. And, Revolba once said over a big shtickle years ago. I'd have to find where I wrote it down and try to remember. But he wanted to learn based on a Rikanti. He wanted to use a similar idea based on Rikanti. That's the Avodas Yom Kippurim, is getting everything back, recharging batteries. Making sure priorities are clear and straight, etc. It's a complicated piece. I have to look back over. I haven't seen it. Heard it. Pashtus around 20 years ago. I definitely have to look it back over. But nonetheless, in other words, the theme of the mizmor. That's what I told you. Tapuch Zav, Maskios Kosov, Dover Dover Ofnov. That we definitely see over here. That in the pshat, the basic pshat of the mizmor is definitely clearly connected. The pshat of the mizmor is definitely connected to the deeper thing. That we definitely see. Yeah.
That explains why before, during Elul, what about after Elul?
Until Yom Kippur, it's all the same. Yeah. And you want to know until Hashanah Rabbah, the answer is Hashanah Rabbah nidonin al hamayim. And we live in the postmodern world, so when you're in Israel, everyone's very concerned about water. So you sort of understand it a little bit. But back in the old days, when everyone was concerned about water, and then there's a drought, everyone understood it was a serious thing, and you might not make it, it caused clear, significant loss and difficulty. Then Nidonin al Hamayim is not just another din, it's a very significant din. And as a result of that, we keep on until Hashanah Rabbah. Now, I don't really know that much about Kisvei Ari. However, it seems, based on the little I know, that according to the Ari, there's even a larger element of din in Hashanah Rabbah than I'm saying now. I'm just telling you now based on Nigla, on things I know clearly. Tahainu, submission in Rosh Hashanah, and also the Piyutei Reb Elazar Kalir, which we say in Hashanah Rabbah. There's the Hashanahs, all the Hashanahs were written by Reb Elazar Kalir. And so those things I know. So based on that, there's definitely, it seems, makes it into a, even more significant and heavy, expression of Tim. So that's why we go into Hashanah Rabbah. Okay. Now, one of the key questions is what does it mean, L'David Hashem Ori? What does it mean, Udavid Hashem Ori? So, in basic pshat, we have the Radak. The Radak says in basic pshat, what it means, for David, Hashem is my light. Okay, what does that mean? So the Radak says, in basic pshat, what do we say? In basic pshat, we say that, you know, tzara, difficulty, is compared to darkness. And ki'ilu kiviyochol, the help that David received from Hashem, is compared to light. Clear? We're clear? Now, it's not in the Midrash Tehillim over here. In the Midrash Tehillim over here, are you going to ask me kashas from the beginning of Pesachim Nehem Menachem?
No, proof.
Proof. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So in the Midrash Tehillim over here, it's clear, it goes like a little farther than this. In the Midrash Tehillim, it says, it's not merely...
That's also in Tehillim. It's the same kind of concept.
No, it's a common theme. The theme that tzara, the difficulties, galus, exile, etc., are compared to choshech, compared to darkness, and redemption, salvation. No one knows what salvation means, because it's only used as a translation of the word Yeshua. It's an archaic word, which is totally out of use. So, you know, getting out, redemption, salvation, from difficulty, are compared to light, and that is a very common, extensive, Tanakhic metaphor. Absolutely. But the Midrash Tehillim goes a step farther. And it's from the Midrash Tehillim, it's clear that the calling Hashem Or, David Hashem Ori, it's not merely regular level assistance that a person can receive. It's the great points of, you know, the pinnacles of difficulty and hashkacha and Ezra and help and divine assistance. These are the cases where David Hashem is referring to as David Hashem Ari. The examples given are Kriyas Yamsuf. That's more Derech Drush than Derech Pshat. David and Goliath. There's another story, it's actually just as extensive as David and Goliath, which is not as well known. There's a story almost in the end of Shmuel Aleph about the Amalekim, when the Amalekim come and raid David's camp. Yes, so if you've been through Shmuel Aleph recently, both of you have been through Shmuel Aleph, so you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, that is also, even though David experienced tzara, difficulty, the way Hashem helped David is at least considered over here by the Midrash Tehillim as a peak point. Now, the Midrash Tehillim also does say that L'David Hashem Ori applies to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ori b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yishi b'Yom Kippur. That's what the Midrash Tehillim says. And that's funny. Like, what does that mean? I looked around a little more today, but I didn't have quite time to, like, see if anyone does make that connection. I know people who don't, you know, people who are not substantial make the connection. I want to know if the connection is made before that. In other words, this Midrash Tehillim, I've heard, I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it. I'm very not sure. Anyway, but the point is that Midrash Tehillim is funny. What does that Midrash Tehillim mean? What does Hashem Ori is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi, Yom Kippur, like what in the world? So I think the point is that Rosh Hashanah, and this was my shtickle, it was actually printed in the Torah Shag Weekly this year. Maybe it was last year. No, it was two, three years ago. About Rosh Hashanah Lachara should not be in Chag. I mean, what are we celebrating? It's Yom HaTin. It's Day of Judgment.
Creation of the world.
We're not celebrating creation of the world. What are we celebrating? So,
I'm happy.
What?
I'm happy.
You're happy. Okay, very good. I'm happy that you're happy. But the question is, why is it a time of celebration? And it is explicit in Sefer Nechemiah, Ichlu Mashmanim Takim, Shulcha Ish, Shulcha Manos La'ein Nachal La. I should translate that?
Nachal Katz.
there's definitely an aspect of Yontif on Rosh Hashanah. It's a little more complicated, and I don't want to get bogged down in all the complications
there's
right
no,
now.
There's no Din of Simcha.
The Gaon holds there's a Chi of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Pashtus.
Wow.
That's what the Gaon holds. That's what the Gaon holds. Yeah, they're probably Chalkim on the Gaon.
Yeah,
see you. Sharp. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitzer. The point is everyone agrees, there's no question that Rosh Hashanah is a Yantif, and it's a little funny. And the Yantif of Rosh Hashanah is sort of like a simon, sort of like, you know, a facet, an expressive facet of the deep connection that Hashem has with Kol Yisrael. That we have Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah shouldn't be a Yantif. But the fact that we do have Rosh Hashanah is symbolistically showing how close we are with Hashem. We're so close that even we know when it's Yom HaDin, and B, we're given a approach and an approach and a way to work with it as best as possible. That's what Rosh Hashanah Ori. That's how the Midrash is understanding that Ori is the Rosh Hashanah of Yishis Yom Kippur. At least that's what I think. Okay, right. Right, so again, Ladav Hashem Ari is Hashem helps David in the most, open, great ways, in the times of the greatest danger, etc., etc., etc.
So is it about Kasha or is it Shabbat? Because the Radak is making it sound like a Bakasha.
No. You'll see the Bakasha comes later. The Bakashas come later. This first is a statement that David's starting out with, that Hashem Ori V'yishi V'mi'ira, Hashem is my light. In other words, Dahino again, in these points at the height of conflict and difficulty, and or just simply like some of them are not, some of them are like Goliath. I don't know if it's at a certain point that's difficulty, but in a different point that's Ki'ilu Hashem picking David up and showing everyone who David is. Part of David and Goliath. Because, that's really like, until that point he wasn't really known, and that's when he became known. Okay. Similarly, Hashem Ma'oz Chayim Mi'edchan. Hashem is the power of my life, or the fortress of my life, I have nothing to be scared of. So again, that's also when severely attacked under difficult circumstances, that relationship that David has with Hashem, David sees that's a Mo's Chayai, that's a Ki'il fortress. In other words, sometimes, and this applies to Jewish history also, you could see. You can see Hashem more sometimes with all the severe attacks a person has and they survive. Now, the fact that the Jewish people, you see it like in Jewish history, in David's life you see it some, but in Jewish history you see it even more. The Jews have been attacked over and over. Helpless, ki'ilu, that's what it looks like. And yet we survive. How is it possible? And there's a certain Hiskalos revelation of the depth of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people from this, the fact that Hashem is Chayai, that in a national level, in a national way, Hashem is Chayai also applies. Okay. Beis and Gimel are illustrations of Hashem Ma'oz Chayai Mi'echad. B'krevolei B'rein Lachas B'sari Tzari V'oivelei Himachashim V'nafalu. When I have those who hate me, Those who hate me come around to devour my flesh. Sorry, they're my enemies and they attempt to give me difficulties. However, Himachashim and Afalu, they fall, they trip and fall. And similarly, again, Imtachan Imachan Aluriyali, Imtachan Imchom Uzazan Imbatech. If I, I have a whole machana, a whole camp around me, I'm not going to be scared. When I have a war come against me, Bezos, in this I have bitachon, I rely. Bitachon, I don't remember if I've done this over here, but the ultimate, people told me that other people explain it differently, but I hold, you want to know what bitachon is? You pull out a chair, and and you sit down. You say, ah, you know that chair is going to support your weight. You know when you pull up that chair to sit down, there's nothing to worry about.
I sometimes question that.
No, there are. Okay, no, I'll tell you something. There are. Okay, you know, like about a month ago, I was davening the Beis Yisrael Shtiblach, and you know, there's benches attached to tables. There are benches attached to tables. Yeah, what are you doing? And I like saw the table, the bench behind me, and I went to sit down. And right as I went to sit down, some guy pulled it. He wasn't trying. No, he mamish just wanted to like be able to rest his arms on the, yeah. Rest his sitter on it. You know, when he was sitting down also. He sat down at the same time, like after Kedusha, you know?
Oh,
and I'm like, whatever. And he apologized, you know. He didn't mean to do it, you know. But, okay, so that's bitachon. That's real bitachon. Yeah, of course, you're right. Sometimes the chair breaks. But under normal circumstances, you sit down on the chair, and it's there. Okay. What is David saying with us in the Boteachon? So, the absolute consensus of the Balik Pshat, which means Rashi, the Radak, and the Ibn Ezra. And that's pretty strong consensus. His bezos is going back on Hashem Ori and Hashem Moz Chayai. That's what. You want to know what's bitachon? Bitachon. See, we think of bitachon is faith, and it's mamish wrong. I have bitachon. I'm going to sit down. Bam! This chair is going to hold my weight. That's bitachon.
So bitachon is knowing.
No, it's. It's security, like in Hebrew. Misrad HaBitachon. What's Misrad HaBitachon? The Department of Defense. They give us, they make it safe for us to be here. That's Bitachon. And we're in Hebrew. Are you sure about that? Betach! Betach! You guys know that Hebrew word, don't you? Betach and Bitachon are related. So it doesn't mean faith. It's like, you know, are you gonna? Can you go close the door with me? Betach. That doesn't mean have faith. Maybe it won't or will or won't happen. It means you know something is a reality, and you know you can rely on it to support you and help you. Okay. What is bezos ani boteach? What is bezos ani boteach? And this I rely, and this I'm secure. So again, at the consensus of the Balei Pshat, I know the people who say Musar Shmuzin on this on Elo are not aware of this, but the consensus of the Balei Pshat is it's going back on L'David Hashem Ari. The David again, because that's the theme of the Mizmor. Anyone who learns the Mizmor understands this is true. David saying he has a lot of difficulties and is involved in battle. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He's going to be surrounded by enemies. He has people coming and saying, "The he has people who are coming to hurt him, surrounding him, saying, "We're going to wipe you out." That's what Goliath did. Goliath said to David, "You come over here. Let me rip you to shreds." Bezos ani boteach is the David Hashem Ori. The David knows he has a close relationship with Hashem. And that's going to see him through everything. And the Sfarno even says, L'David Hashem Ori means the Mashiach. Means that which David was anointed by Shaul. Now, again, the problem is as said earlier, and we got to have to finish this Mizmor, so I'm going to push through it. Acha Sha'alti is going on the parallel theme here. The parallel theme in this Mizmor is not only should David, Hashem help David, but David doesn't want to lose track of his real priorities and what he thinks is really right in life. And that's Acha Sha'alti Me'es Hashem Oso Avakeh Shiftu Ve'es Hashem Kol Yimei Chaya Razos Menoim Hashem Avakar Be'echola. One thing I ask from Hashem, that's something I desire. Shiftu Ve'es Hashem, I want to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Razos Menoim Hashem. To see the Noam, the beauty of Hashem, Lavakar Behechala. The basic pshat in Lavakar Behechala is visit every day, like Bikur or Boker. There's an alternative pshat. Rashi actually brings here, no, you'll be interested in this. Rashi brings two pshatim, one from Rabbeinu Menachem, from Rabbeinu Tunash, and one from Rabbeinu Menachem. Those are the great Svarti grammarians who started everything out. And the alternative shot of levaker is which means don't distinguish. But yavaker means investigate. Okay, the radak over here, a very, you know, what a radak. The radak says that it's intrinsic in David's, it's implicit, is a better word. It's implicit in David's request of Achasha Altime Es Hashem Osa Avakesh. The radak says it's implicit that he understands. Why does he want to go to the Beis Hashem? V'hu ha'bayis asher sham ha'aron im ha'neviim v'chassidim. That's the house. It doesn't mean the Beis Hamikdash because that was before the Beis Hamikdash. But the place where the Aron was standing, in other words, he made a place for the Aron in Yerushalayim, that was a place where neviim, where prophets and chassidim and great, you know, pious people gathered. V'asher sham ha'kohanim v'neviim k'mo asav v'achya v'echov v'shar yiri Hashem ha'omnim sham v'asik imam b'vodas Elokim b'tzarchei nefesh. Those are people who dedicated their lives. It's on the next page. On Kuf Mem Hei, like over here. The people who dedicated their lives to the Avodas Hashem. And that's like Meiridik. That means it's like unbelievable. This is unbelievable Radak. This is unbelievable. You know, David was a big expert in Avodas Hashem. You know that? He really was. But Acha Sha'alti Me'es Hashem Oso Avakesh. One thing I ask, shifting Me'es Hashem, David understood now he has spent a large portion of his life heavily involved in military matters. And it was a mitzvah. But it wasn't direct, focused, looking out for Hashem in direct focus of Avodas Hashem. It's a mitzvah, it's a big mitzvah. He has to do it. But it, by definition, the people who stay back in Yerushalayim and were in the Beis Hashem and working in the Avodas Hashem, they're now going to become greater experts in David because they're not going to have to go out and fight these military battles. And David recognizes that. Okay. Now, Chav Zion, you know, last week we saw Chav Vav, and Chav Vav is, I think, smoother because it's really like two halves, and he doesn't like jump back and forth between the same idea. The problem in Chav Zion is he's like circling the same idea at least twice, and maybe a third time. The third time, I actually had some new ideas about it today, but maybe there is a little more hemshach. But when he goes back, when he goes and Hey and Vav. Hey, Vav Zion, are going back to the, you know, David's in extreme difficulty, and he wants Hashem to help him against his enemies. Ki yitzpeneni b'suko b'yom ra'a. Yes, t'reni b'seser o'ra b'tzur yoremeni. He should, because now this is a result of, as a result of all the relationship David has, ki yitzpeneni, he wants Hashem to literally hide him in his sukkah, in his booth on the day of evil. He should hide him in his tent, you know, lift him up on a rock. In other words, Dahinu, again, he's threatened by people. He is involved in very, you know, out in battle. It's dangerous. Lift my head above all my enemies who are around me. And when you do that, this is again, this is a very common thematic, you know, this is very common. I didn't bother quantifying it because it appears so many times. You help me, I'm going to thank you. At Kabbalah, David's accepting upon himself to thank Hashem for the assistance he's going to give. Shema Hashem Koli Ekra. Shema Hashem Koli Ekra Ekra V'chaneni V'aneni. Listen to my voice, Hashem. Ekra, I call out, Chaneni, give me chen, give me favor, and answer me. And look at this, Hevav Zayed is like circling back to, you know, David's difficulties in battle and the tefillos he gave. Okay. Now, Ches, my latest today, when last night I like started this one, and today I'm like pretty sure that this is, I have like a new way, I think that's going to work in Ches Tes Yud. Ches Tes Yud and Ches Tes Yud. Yud Aleph. Ches is a very difficult pasuk. L'cha Hashem, L'cha Amar Libi Bakshu Fanai, Aspenecha Hashem Avakesh. Now, Israelis who know Hebrew well and they know, have some background in learning, usually can come up with a reasonable translation of, I don't say all, but many psukei Tanakh, Tehillim, and even Tehillim. Tanakh and even Tehillim. I mean, certainly Nevi'im Yishanim aren't hard for an Israeli, because they're fluent in Hebrew. There's a certain difficulty that Tanakh is Torah Shebichsav, and it's meant to have Torah Shebalpeh with it. So the whole story is never completely said. A lot of it is left as remez. However, Tehillim is poetic, and a pasuk like this, Rav Mordechai Druk Zatzal, he was a big darshan, and you know, in Yerushalayim, he's lived about a year, a little more than a year ago. He was one of the greatest speakers I ever heard. This guy's an unbelievable speaker. Unbelievable. He made a whole hawk out of this. What is this? Right. You can't, his puzzle is very hard to translate, because that's the point here. It's very hard. To you, my heart says, look for my face. I look for Hashem. Like, what? What does it mean? Okay. I mean, that here, there you go. That was a little translation for the Arno.
Did you say it one more time?
I said, to you, my heart says, look for my face. What? Bakshu is also plural for the records. Hasbanach Hashem Avakesh. I look for Hashem's face. Now, the pasuk is what's called, I don't know if there's a really better word for this, which I didn't, it's a duet, the pasuk. It's clearly balanced between and Espanach Hashem Avakesh, especially you see there's an Esnachta under the word Panai. But what's going on? So Rashi and the Ibn Ezra both say, it could be the Red Dock also says it. The Red Dock, yeah, the Rashi, Ibn Ezra, the Red Dock. Rashi says a little more, and Ibn Ezra and the Red Dock just say, L'cha means Bavurcha, for you. For you, Amar Libi, my heart says, Bakshufanai, look for Hashem's face. So Rashi does a little more than this. And Rashi doesn't just say it means for you, Bishvilcha. Rashi says it also means Bishrichusecha. Bishvilcha, for you, Bishrichusecha. Hashem told me to say this. Hashem told David, tell Bakshu, tell people Bakshufanai. L'cha. I was commanded for you, because of you, to tell everyone, Bakshufanai, look out for Hashem. Look for Hashem. Espanach Hashem Bavakesh. So there it is again. I think we saw him. Did we see this last week? We might have. David, you know, he doesn't just say, he practices what he preaches. He says, V'chashem Bakshufanai. And he says, yeah, and I do it. Espanach Hashem Bavakesh. What?
Coyote.
Yeah? So now he goes on again. Part of this part of the Mizmor, I think he's like going back. He said before, Acha Sha'alti, that he wants to get back to a point in time where he's able to properly dedicate himself to Avodas Hashem. But it's important to understand, if you like put that on freeze for your whole life and think that when you're 60 years old you can go back and do that, it's not going to work. Because you spend your whole life doing other things, and once you get that age, you're stuck. So a person has to maintain a constant push and a constant drive to looking for Pnei Hashem.
Beautiful.
Altaster, and he goes on. Altaster panecha mimeni. Altat ba'af avdecha. Don't hide your face from me. Don't abandon me in anger. Don't abandon your servant in anger. As Rasi Hayisai. Altichei v'tazven al-keishi. You've helped me. Don't abandon me.
Is there a difference between
Altichei? There is. To really be omit, to really accurately define all these things is very difficult. We're mamish getting late, so let's I can't resist. Radak is so good, I have to say it out, even though we're late. Okay? Altat ba'af abdecha, don't abandon me to anger. The Radak says, you know what anger is? Anger is the fact that we have to go out and be involved in all of Hazah. It's kas. this difficulty and angry. It's an angry situation that we're stuck in Olam Hazeh. We're stuck in this world. The purpose in the end is to be Mavakesh Hashem. But we're stuck in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh. You have no choice. You have to make a pranasa. You have to do this. You have to do that. David had an even more difficult thing. Not just making a living. He had to go fight battles. He had to raise an army, lead a people. That's Al Tat Ba'af Avdecha. There's so much on that. We're just going to tell you. I'm just going to synopsize it quickly. That a person, at the end of the day, part of man is difficulty, because in the creation of man, you know, everyone's created ever since the first man was by union of man and woman, and there's an element of pleasure seeking in that union. I'm quoting Rashi for the records. There's an element of pleasure seeking in that union that creates a barrier that makes it more difficult for us to be of the Hashem. So we're looking, and look what barriers we face. And we have to understand that Hashem will still help us. Hareini Hashem Darkecha. He goes on to David. Hareini Hashem Darkecha. M'cheni Baruch Mishra Roman Sharai. Help me, show me Hashem your way. Give me that straight path, Roman Sharai. You know, there are people who oppose us. Oppose David. David has enemies the entire time. The Jewish people do also. Don't allow them to overcome me. Don't give me over to those who hate me. Come with the Eidei Shekhar V'Chei Chamas. Because the people who came up against me are either false witnesses, and those who spew falsehood, who spew evil. Luli Hamati. Now it's important that one of the keys is we have to understand, we have to realize and internalize that Hashem is always going to keep helping us if we keep it up. Luli Hamati Luriz Batu Hashem Baratz Chaim. We know Hashem's really going to be with us and keep it up with us. If it wouldn't be that Hashem would be us in Eretz Chaim, we wouldn't be able to do anything. And you know, again, you're never going to get to the Acha Sha'alti if you don't have Kaveh Hashem Chazek Ve'amet Zibecha Kaveh Hashem. Never quit. Always keep plugging away. Hashem doesn't listen to your tefillahs. That doesn't mean you're supposed to quit. The only way to accomplish is by going on, going on, and going on. Fine.